Are you keeping your resolutions? If not, it's time for our resolution restart.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this empowering, inspirational, special Law of Attraction podcast. I am Rachel Zink, wife of miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Today, we are going to talk about those resolutions. Now, you might ask, well, why didn't we do a resolution podcast on the 1st of January? Because we know in 7 days, 90% of you have already bent the rules, said, I'll start tomorrow, or completely given up. So I'm going to share with you an acronym for resolution. R, resolve. This is the number one thing. If you make a resolution, it has to be resolved, not just in your mind, not just in your heart, in your emotions, in your body, in your actions. In every part of your life, you have to resolve to make it right and to stick with it. Most New Year's resolutions revolve around eating, diet, exercise. But if you haven't committed and really, really resolved that you will not pick up that Twinkie, that you will set your alarm early, and you will go out for a run. If that's not resolved before the situation happens, you're going to break all your resolutions. Resolve means that it is so sure, so certain in your heart that when a situation arises, you will stand firm in what you believe. Next is E. E is for effort. Nothing happens without effort and action. Now, some action is easy, some action is hard. That's why it's effort. You have to put forth energy. If you want to receive energy, if you want to attract that new body of yours in your resolution, you have to put forth effort. That means getting up early, staying up late. It could mean saying no to others. It could mean saying yes more often. Whatever it is that you have made as your resolution, it's not going to happen unless you take some serious effort. And maybe you're always tired and lethargic. The effort comes from within. It comes from that resolve that you know that this is what I want, and no matter how I feel, no matter what I'm thinking, no matter what emotions may come up, no matter what others may say, whether I can or can't meet my resolution, I am going to put forth every effort I know how to do to make my resolution come to pass. That also means I'm going to put forth effort in learning how to make my resolution come to pass. If I don't have the skills, if I don't have the knowledge, I am still going to make that effort so my resolution can come to fruition. And on December 31st, I'm going to say, yes, I've done it. And I'm going to do even more next year. Next is S for seize. A resolution means you have to take something. You have to take your resolve. You have to take your effort. You have to seize everything in your own personal power, in your personal energy field. It means you have to seize the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful in your life to make your resolution happen. Now, the good could be opportunities. It could be relationships. It could be finances. But you have to seize those and make those work toward what your resolution is. Everything we encounter can be seized for your resolution to come to pass. Next is O, opportunities. Now, when you're focused, when you're using the law of attraction, when you've set your resolve, when you're putting forth effort, when you're seizing the world around you and utilizing it to the best of your ability, you create opportunities. Now, you have to remember your resolution when these opportunities come up. You have to be ready to say, yes, I am going to do this. Yes, this is the opportunity I'm going to take. Or, on the other hand, you have to say, no, this is not in alignment with my resolution. This is going to get me off track. This is not an opportunity for my resolution to come to pass. Opportunities don't necessarily mean the fruition of your goals. It's very easy to get sidetracked. Your resolution might motivate someone to say, hey, I like that idea. I want to take it in this direction. But if that's not your goal, then that opportunity is not for you. It also means creating opportunities for yourself. As you have that resolve, as you're putting forth effort, as you're seizing the world around you, you seize the little pieces of your day. Getting up early, going to bed early, making the most out of every moment, giving up Facebook, giving up YouTube, giving up the TV, whatever is distracting you from your opportunities.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Next is L. You have to leverage. That means leverage every moment. Leverage how you schedule your day. Leverage the people around you. Hey, maybe you have a resolution and your best friend is, let's just say, an exercise coach, and you resolve to get fit this year. Well, then you want to leverage the opportunity in your friend. Or maybe you're in the grocery store one day and you're just having a random conversation as you wait to check out. And someone says, hey, I do this. That's awesome that you want to do it. Now you have an opportunity and you can leverage it. Make that phone call. Connect with that person. Create situations that you can leverage. Maybe it's sending an email to someone. Maybe it's connecting with an old friend. Maybe it's writing a letter, calling the newspaper. Whatever you have to do to leverage opportunities to make your resolution come to pass. Next is you. You have to be unstoppable. That means no matter what the outside evidence is, if everything around you is telling you that you'll never see your resolution come to pass, if your friends are naysayers, if your family doesn't believe in you, it doesn't matter. You still have to be unstoppable. The only way anything has ever been accomplished in this world is by unstoppable people. Now, you may not like Trump as president, but he is a prime example of unstoppable. He doesn't care what people think about him, and you have to be that way too. Because at the end of your life, the only one that can justify anything you did or anything you didn't do is you. No one else is going to care what you did or didn't do, but you have to say, hey, I was unstoppable. I worked to make my resolutions come to pass. I didn't let anything get in my way. Now, maybe you have a resolution and you need finances to make that resolution happen. Don't give up. Look for those opportunities. Look for ways to leverage your situation so that you are always unstoppable. Next, T, tactics. If you have a resolution, but you don't have any tactics, well, that's like rowing a boat without an oar. The tactics are the oar to your resolution coming to pass. Write down on a daily basis. Step 1, 2, and 3 of what I'm going to do to make my resolution come to pass. And maybe step 2 on Monday doesn't pan out into an opportunity. That's okay. You're still making a tactic. You're taking action. And then maybe on Thursday, step 2 on Monday came to pass because you're constantly focused on attracting the resolution you've set to pass. Maybe your tactic is to do research and learn and study and have specialized knowledge to make your resolution come to pass. Maybe your tactic is hiring people to work for you so that you can build a building or create a new product. Whatever your tactic may be, it better be there. Next is I, ingenuity. Now, this goes along with your tactics. Sometimes you have to dig down deep within yourself and bring out your ingenuity to make your resolution come to pass. Maybe all the books you've read, all the stories you've heard, all the explanations on the internet are all the same. But when you do things differently, when you follow your passion and your dream and bring out the ingenuity within yourself, that's when you see personal power reflected in your resolution coming to pass. Don't look at the way other people have done things. Look at the way you can do them. You know, maybe you have 10 pieces laid out and you're not sure how to fit them all together. And everyone's telling you, well, you have to do this first. You have to do that second. You have to do this third. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe your ingenuity is telling you, do this third thing first. Or maybe do this first thing last. Next is O. This is for optimism. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that when your emotions are not in check, you're not attracting what you want. Optimism, passion, excitement, smiles, happiness. That's what makes a resolution come to pass. That's what creates that swirling energy around you that brings those opportunities to leverage, that makes you unstoppable, that gives you ideas for new tactics. You have to be optimistic. There were a lot of people in this country that were not optimistic about man going to the moon, but that wasn't reflected in the scientists that made it happen. True optimism that comes from deep within will override anyone else's fears, doubts, anxieties about your resolution. And last is N, network. It's okay if your resolution is bigger than yourself. In fact, it should be bigger than yourself. It should scare you a little bit because when it's bigger, you know you have to network. You have to make connections. And as you make connections, you expand your resolution. And it can even come to pass faster than you thought. If you're building a building on a construction site, it's not just one guy who drew a building on a piece of paper and said, I want this to live in or to build my business through. It's a whole team, a whole network of carpenters, electricians, groundskeepers, plumbers that make that building happen. Don't be afraid to ask for help to make your resolution come to pass. That's what a network does. A network is people that can see your vision and want it to come to pass. Give up the people that don't believe in your resolution. Seek people out that have the same passion, the same fire as you do to build a network and to make your resolution come to pass. So that is our acronym for resolution. R, resolve. E, effort. S, seize. O, opportunity. L, leverage. U, unstoppable. T, tactics. I, ingenuity. O, optimism. N, network. So go forth this week. If you screwed up week number one with your resolution, every moment is a new moment. You don't even have to say, oh, I'll start tomorrow. No, start now. Start in this moment to resolve to stand firm in the effort as you seize your opportunities and leverage every situation to become unstoppable, creating tactics using your ingenuity and optimism, building a network to see your resolutions come to pass. I am Rachel Zink, and I invite you to join us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And as always, you can subscribe to our information on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Instagram, and I'm sure you can find us a million other places on the web. Thanks so much for listening, and you have a great day because you deserve it. And remember, you're always attracting the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful. Bye-bye.